Well, I hope you had a very pleasant Cinco de Mayo, and I hope that you're interested in what's happening in the election cycle. Today we have primaries, and once again we are stuck with the notion that, well, I don't get the impression that either one of the Democratic candidates are going to be great presidents. They're just going to be so different that that's all that counts. But Hillary seems to have teamed up with John McCain in order to bash Barack. And Barack is getting tired. And if it wasn't for Michelle, I don't know if Barack would be able to hold out for much longer. And that's where we're at. And it's sad, but it's reality. And who knows what's going to happen today, except that it will only be slightly interesting because this campaign has been going on forever and ever and ever. And the good candidates, they went home a long time ago. This is the Weekly News and Review, posted May 6th, 2008, by Gemma Seif on the Harpers.org website, being read by your faithless host from Kill Radio, Bennett. This, of course, concerns the news of the preceding week. Cyclone Nargis tore off roofs, shredded trees, overturned cars, and killed more than 10,000 people in Myanmar, formerly the country of Burma. Tens of thousands of Somalis rioted in Mogadishu over the high cost of food. President GW pledged $770 million in international food aid. An inmate awaiting trial for murder sued an Arkansas county jail for underfeeding him after he shed 105 pounds from his 413-pound frame. About an hour after each meal, he stated in his complaint, "My stomach starts to hurt and growl, and I feel hungry again. We are literally being starved to death." The sister-in-law of Josef Fritzl, the Austrian electrician accused of locking his daughter in a basement dungeon for 24 years and fathering seven children with her, told the Associated Press that Fritzl hadn't had sex with his wife in many years. "I believe it was because my sister had been getting bigger," she said. "He never liked fat women." Police in Germany discovered the bodies of three dead babies stored in a freezer in the cellar of a family home after two of the family's older children went rummaging for a frozen pizza. And a former Mr. Gay UK was charged with murder, accused of carving up, dicing, cooking, and eating his victim's leg. Philip Frihar von Boselager, believed to be the last surviving member of the circle of plotters who attempted to kill Adolf Hitler with a briefcase bomb, died at the age of 90. He was pretty young when that happened. A Japanese government employee was found to have viewed online pornography at work more than 780,000 times in 9 months. And Ecuadorian politician proposed that a woman's right to sexual pleasure be made part of the country's new constitution. Western Australia's Liberal Party leader Troy Buswell admitting to having sniffed the chair of a female staffer in 2005. At a town hall meeting in Iowa, Baptist minister Marty Parrish asked Republican presidential idiot John McCain whether it was true that he had called his wife Cindy a cunt in 1992. "You know," McCain disdainfully replied, "that's the great thing about town hall meetings, sir, but we really don't. There's people here who don't respect that kind of language, so I'll move on." Parrish was then escorted from the meeting by the Secret Service and local police. In Western Indiana, the president of the Sheet Metal Workers Union attributed his support for Hillary Clinton to her testicular fortitude in facing problems like NAFTA. After Hillary Clinton proposed that she and Barack Obama compete in a Lincoln-Douglas-style debate, Fox News broadcast an image of Abraham Lincoln facing off against ex-slave Frederick Douglass instead of 1860 Democratic presidential nominee Stephen A. Douglass. A filly named Eight Bells, Hillary Clinton's pick, came in second in the Kentucky Derby, while victory went to the agile colt Big Brown. After losing, Eight Bells broke both front ankles and was promptly euthanized. Speaking to North Carolina Democrats, Clinton promised, "If Senator Obama is the nominee, you better believe I'll work my heart out for him." Yeah. An Italian police officer shot herself in the head outside a stadium during a second division soccer match. Brazilian football star Ronaldo picked up and was blackmailed by three transvestite prostitutes. And an 8-year-old boy in Arizona died after a goalpost fell on him during a soccer game. An Illinois newspaper carrier rescued an elderly woman whose leg had been pinned for 4 days under the dead body of her obese 77-year-old husband. 750,000 people made reservations to visit the exhumed corpse of St. Pio of Pietrelcina in San Giovanni Rotondo, Italy. Padre Pio, who exhibited the stigmata and who once wrestled with the devil, died in 1968. Scientists reported that echolocating bats cry out loud to detect their prey, emitting sounds louder than those at a rock concert, while spiders talk to potential mates using a type of light not visible to the human eye. Albert Hofmann, the Swiss chemist who invented LSD and credited it with allowing him to see the wonder of creation, the magnificence of nature, and of the animal and plant kingdom, died in his hilltop home at the age of 102. The news is so full of sadness and so full of wonder. It makes me wonder. Here's Hank Snow.
That big 8-wheeler rolling down the track means a true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on.
This seemed like an appropriate choice on this wonderful morning.
It's the final, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pain and no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. say, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Oh, and one last piece of news. My favorite movie of 2007, I'm Not There, Todd Haynes's mysterious biographical pic about Bob Dylan, goes on sale on DVD just today. That's it for the weekly news and review. I'm DJ Bennett. Have a good week, and now you can go away and leave me alone.